This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good evening. Trying a different setup this evening to see if this, how this is going to work out. Hopefully it will be good to go. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000.
Well, that didn't work. Let's try that again.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Yeah, indeed. Check them out at Ammunition Depot. All of you know, well, any of you that have ever listened to me know that I'm an old 1911 man. And my problem with the 1911 nowadays is, well, I just can't find one that straight out of the box is going to, I thought would work. But no longer. Welcoming my newest sponsor tonight, Nighthawk Customs. Here we go. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Nighthawk Custom. You'll be hearing more about them as time goes on. Very happy to have them on board. Now then, let us compare, shall we, what President Trump has accomplished since the inauguration with what congressional Republicans have done. In the past 3 weeks, Trump has staffed the White House, sent a dozen cabinet nominees to the Senate, browbeat Boeing into cutting its price on a government contract, harangued American CEOs into keeping their plants in the United States, imposed a terrorist travel ban, met with foreign leaders, and nominated a Supreme Court justice, among many other things. And he still finds time to torment the media with his Twitter account. What have the congressional Republicans been doing? So let's start. More than 90% of them kept their jobs after the 2016 election, so you can cross staffing an entire branch of government off the list. Only the Senate confirms nominees, which they've been doing at a snail's pace, so they've got loads of free time, and the House has no excuse at all. Where's the Obamacare repeal? Where are the hearings featuring middle-class Americans with no health insurance because it was made illegal by Obamacare? During the Obama presidency, they passed 6 Obamacare appeals when Obama was president. There was no chance of them being signed into law, but, you know, back then Republicans were full of vim and vigor. But the moment Trump became president, the repeals came to a screeching halt. After the inauguration, House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell put out a plan for repealing Obamacare. In 200 days, actually gave their legislative agenda this inspiring title, the 200-Day Plan. What was in the last 6 Obamacare repeals? If we looked, would we find all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, carefully typed out 1 million times? What is Paul Ryan's day like on a daily basis? This Congress is an awful lot like the Silence of the Lambs utterly silent. Emerging from the House gym are their three-hour lunches only to scream to the press about Trump. And to the delight of the media, these frightened little lambs are appalled by nearly everything Trump does. They've been especially throaty about Trump's temporary travel ban from seven terrorist nations, as designated by the Obama administration, and by everybody else who hasn't been in a deep freeze in the Finnish crevasse for the past decade. Just like the six Obamacare repeals, a refugee ban was already written and passed by one House of Congress. Then suddenly, the silence of the lambs. McConnell and Ryan are hiding under their desks as Trump is being attacked from every side. Way, way back, 15 long months ago, congressional Republicans didn't have a problem with a total ban on Syrian and Iraqi refugees. Not for a mere 3 months like Trump's order, but permanently. Unless the director of the FBI, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and the director of National Intelligence personally certified that a particular refugee posed no danger to the U.S. That bill passed the House with an overwhelming veto-proof majority, including 47 Democrats. Then it went to the Senate to die. When Trump imposed a comparatively mild three-month ban on immigrants from Syria, Iraq, and five other terrorist nations, the same Republicans who had voted for a limitless ban on refugees whiled away their days calling reporters to denounce Trump. A little more than a year ago, Representative Michael McCaul, Republican, Texas, bragged in a press release that he had introduced the House's refugee ban, calling it a bill that would protect Americans from ISIS. When it was Trump's turn, McCaul told the Post that Trump's order went too far. I guess the ISIS thing is not that big of a deal anymore. It just faded away. Or maybe we should check with Mrs. McCaul, in as much as it's her family money that makes Representative McCaul one of the richest members of Congress. Representative Charlie Dent, Republican, Pennsylvania, who voted for the House's permanent refugee ban, demanded that Trump immediately rescind his travel ban, babbling on about the many, many nuances of immigration policy, which he must have learned about in, you know, one of his congressional jaunts to a Las Vegas casino. Representative Justin Amash, Republican, Michigan, said that Trump's order overreaches and undermines our constitutional system. Evidently, he was suddenly struck by the realization that it's not lawful to ban immigrants on the basis of nationality, despite having voted to ban refugees on the basis of nationality just 15 months before. Senators Jeff Flake, Ben Sasse, both rushed to the Washington Post with this refreshingly original point. Not all Muslims are terrorists. Thank you, senators. What would the GOP be without you guys? They also quoted spokesmen for Republican Senators Mike Lee of Utah, Portman of Ohio, and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, complaining about not having been briefed on Trump's order. Senators themselves were far too busy to talk to the press because they were, nobody knows. Since the election, Senator Bob Corker, Republican Tennessee, has been all mostly occupied polishing his anti-Trump quotations to get a pat on the head from an admiring media, saying it was poorly implemented and that he had to find out about it from reporters. For a lot of us, this is a bellwether moment. We're sitting around going, wow. Wow. And Republicans in Congress refuse to do the people's will. They want to see Trump fail, too. So I would like to put out a call, if I may. I would like to call out for these useless, narcissistic, Trump-bashing Republicans to be defeated in their reelection bids. Put them on the watch list. Put them on our watch list. To be clear, they can start by getting off the phone with the Washington Post and passing one of those six Obamacare repeal bills. That would be nice. Well, I think it would anyway. Telling you. I am telling you. They do not know how to play nice when they've got it good, do they? Mm-mm. When we get back, I'm going to beseech the Chief of Staff to not fail the President. This is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And coming to us new, what I think is the preeminent 1911 house out there today, Nighthawk Custom.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Truly superlative company. More stuff on them as we go along. Very cool. The name Rance Priebus, that is the name of the chief of staff of President Trump. Sounds a little bit like a villain from Star Wars to me. He needs to get in touch with his inner Darth Vader because he's flirting with failure. The president may be publicly applauding you for the moment, but his supporters are developing grave doubts about your ability to deliver the Death Star on time and under budget. Because remember, Vader was the Emperor's chief of staff, his hatchet man, his hammer. And Vader's success came from actual successes. Yeah, he had a very messy personal life, but he still got stuff done, and you need to get stuff done. Getting stuff done is your only job. Your job is not policy, and it's not chatting off the record with the New York Times WAPO hacks who can't wait to stick a lightsaber in your back. It's not picking fights with people you imagine to be potential rivals that end up getting you trending on Twitter in a bad way. Rance, you need more drama, or excuse me, less drama, more results. Don't think that we voters haven't noticed that there are all these leaks about everyone in the building except you and your faction. That insider garbage needs to end, and it needs to end now. Get stuff done. I mean, Darth Vader was foremost a manager. He inspired his team to achieve with the chokey thing. Remember the chokey thing? That was always a motivation for him. Who has Rince been choking out lately for the subpar performance? I haven't seen any crushed larynxes, and that's what you need to motivate that herd of backbiting sloths that we call the executive branch. Now, your first couple of weeks were great. Every day there was some new awesomeness, an EO, a nomination, a tweet dissing some fake news outlet. You were inside the enemy's decision cycle, owning the initiative, driving the media to distraction by tossing another chunk of red meat into the tiger cage, just as those hacks tried to pounce on the last one. But what are we seeing now? Nothing. Your enemies now own your decision cycle. Your staff is not acting, it's reacting. You have hundreds of appointments to fill, each one a morale builder for the president's base, each one a step toward taming the federal government monster. Why aren't you filling them? If you are, why aren't we hearing about it? Your role has a huge information operations component. You support the president's political initiatives by ensuring people like us, you know, voters, know that you aren't simply running around the White House playing political footsies with the other suits. Tell us what's going on. Maybe you should get a crack commo team in place and stop making Spicer do that as well as holding down a full-time gig wrangling the press. You have some really easy wins that are right there for the taking. Go get them. There's 118 vacant sub-Supreme Court judgeships out there, and your team has named none. The Ninth Circuit showed complete disrespect to your boss with such contempt they didn't even bother citing the key statute, and you just sat there taking it. The next day, You should have had the boss name a hardcore conservative for every open seat in the Ninth Circuit. And if your staffers can't put a list of candidates in your hand 5 seconds after you yell for it, every one of them should be fired. The cliche is that personnel is policy, and everyone knows that all cliches are true. That's how they get to be cliches. Back to the Ninth Circuit oral argument fiasco. If one of my second-year associates, if I were running the federal government, if I'm that guy and I've got lawyers working for me, and I've got somebody that performs that bad at a status conference, at his desk would be a box of his stuff on his way out the door. Your boss was embarrassed because there was no attorney general nor any other appointees in place to make sure that the career liberals infesting that miserable department couldn't throw the case. Whether intentionally or simply because they are terrible. Have you demanded the scalp of whatever pseudo-lawyer was responsible for greenlighting that criminal impersonation of a legal argument? I know it's hard to fire government flunkies, but nothing says you can't transfer him away to prosecute littering beefs in a North Dakota national park. Priebus, you are the White House chief of staff. People must fear your wrath. Ratchet up your wrath. Here's an idea for you. How about every day you drop 10 names of assistant deputies and deputy assistants on the boss's desk and get them nominated? How about a judge a day? Or maybe 5. If the civil service is slowly walking the vetting, get on the phone and deal the pain. And if your own staff can't keep up, can them and get better staffers. Plant a figurative head on a pike in the Rose Garden and guess what? People will start performing. But what can't happen again is leaving the president exposed because you failed to staff his administration. So get it done and put a stop to the craziness. Lieutenant General Flynn left after he became a distraction. In the end, it's not about loyalty or friendship, but results. And that's something you should always keep in the forefront of your mind. But the idea of replacing him with David Petraeus is flat out nuts. Petraeus screwed around with classified info. And that cannot be overlooked despite his service. That kind of thing is largely, what have you done for me lately? He's got his own agenda. Bringing him inside your organization is like licking a doorknob during the flu season. Be the chief of staff. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktalk 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I haven't really said this much about it. What happened with Flynn wasn't... It was sort of Banana Republic. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. Former CIA analyst and retired U.S. Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, on an appearance on Fox Business, said the leaks coming out of the White House will lead directly back to Barack Obama. The Democrats and some anti-Trump Republicans want an investigation. Schaefer is saying, be careful what you wish for. He stated on the air, I would put this at the feet of John Brennan and Jim Clapper, and I would go so far as to say the Obama White House was directly involved before they left. Ben Rhodes and those folks, the Democrats, are behind this, and some of the Republicans are involved with the leaks. So I say, bring it on. This smacks of the Stasi, of the secret police. And the leaks are the issue, because it's illegal to leak classified information. Whoever did that needs to go to jail, very simply. The Washington Free Beacon reported that there's been a secret campaign against Mike Flynn. Ben Rhodes and other Obama loyalists wanted to protect the Iran deal. Rhodes is the one who admitted to the public that he lied to get public approval for the Iran deal. According to the Free Beacon, the attack was led by former Obama administration advisor Ben Rhodes. They deluged the media with stories to erode Flynn's credibility, an opponent for the deal. The Free Beacon first reported on this effort in January. It's undeniable that the campaign to discredit Flynn was well underway before Inauguration Day, with a very troublesome and politicized series of leaks designed to undermine him, said one veteran national security advisor with close ties to the White House team. This pattern reminds me of the lead-up to the Iran deal and probably features the same cast of characters. Now, here's what I think. It's going to take a bit for Trump to purge the criminals. But Obama had 8 years to put this kind of stuff in place. The leaks are a direct violation of the Espionage Act in 18 U.S.C. 798. And a grand jury needs to be conducted to find who willfully leaked these items and be held accountable criminally. So, we'll see where that goes. And it should actually go somewhere. This is not like it was in 2016. This is a different day. We'll see where it goes. Now, in my 55-plus years, coming up on 56, living on this rock, I've seen the urban sprawl. I've been in college towns. I currently reside in a suburb of a up-and-coming city. It's been fun. Over the course of that time, though, I've noticed the difference between urban, suburban, and rural culture. Some big, some small. Concealed carry is one of those things. It's not that either side has it right or wrong, per se, but there's some key differences in urban and rural living that change why and how we carry. So it's sort of useful to take a look at them for two reasons. First, we can better adapt to a change of circumstance or location. Secondly, by understanding why we do the things we do, we gain more insight into how to be better at CCW, because CCW is a skill. But where's the difference? In broad strokes, rural dwellers face a wide variety of potential threats, but also have a bit more flexibility in how they can carry. Urban dwellers have a more narrow threat profile, but they're also more restricted in what they can do vis-a-vis CCW. But let's take this down one more notch. Rural life is rich, rewarding, and often marked by a lot of hard manual labor. Those folks who live that way tend to dress for work. Very serious pants and boots, as the saying goes. They can make concealed carry, or that can make concealed carry a lot easier, as overalls, work jackets, and the like lend themselves to concealment. Complementing this is the fact that country life is often more accepting of the right to keep and bear arms. That means that open carry is more likely to be an option and that a breach of concealment may not be as big a deal. Legally, the countryside offers fewer restrictions in general, and workplaces often have more permissive carry policies. But rural dwellers have a lot to worry about. Police response times are slower, very much slower. You may be without outside help for some time. If you're in northern Alaska, help may be a few days away. So while you may be at lower risk of a violent incident, you're on your own if one does occur. And then, and that's just talking about the two-legged guys. Then there's the wildlife. Rural dwellers live closer to the earth and nature, and red in tooth and claw can be a threat. Maybe a rabid coyote or full-grown bear, but our furry friends are occasionally not so friendly. The urban section, on the other hand, CCW tends to be a bit urban-centric. You're around more people, help is a lot closer, and your threat profile is common criminals, gangbangers, maybe a mass murderer if you're especially unlucky. In addition, concealment is a lot more important, and the limits of a professional wardrobe can really restrict how and what you carry. So how does that change? Rural dwellers tend to favor larger frame pistols so they can get away with carrying them. So easier for them. I've also noticed that revolvers tend to be more popular among country folks, particularly in the American West, where large frame revolvers of higher caliber tend to make a stronger showing. Part of this cultural cowboys, you know, and part practical. Large wildlife call for a large, reliable sidearm. Urban dwellers tend to find themselves fighting for a balance between ease of concealment and carry and the need for firepower. Case in point, small frame semi-autos and 9mm were made for the urban office worker. That complicates a host of things, from carry systems to draw and presentation to the legalities of carry. So in short, it's an exercise in adaptability. We all have unique needs, even within the confines of our AO, and we need to meet them. But this is a way to break down components of CCW. Some of you probably have a different experience, and that's fine. If you do, shoot it to me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I would love to hear it. Having said that, though, that's just mine. That's my experience. That's why I've got the 10mm being built up. I want a gun that I can carry anywhere. That will be a gun I can carry anywhere. I can carry it in urban. I can carry it in rural. And, of course, suburban. And then maybe even if I go into space. Who knows? Who knows? When we get back, it would appear to me that in a lot of cases, the lunatics have begun to run the asylum. Or at least since Trump got elected. They weren't so maniacal prior to that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Since Trump was elected president, the lunatics have taken to the streets. They shout at you. They cry. They threaten violence and denounce everyone that does not agree with them. They protested, though that doesn't agree, everyone that doesn't agree with them. Often if you ask them what their concerns are, most cannot articulate what they're angry about. Some that try spend most of their time repeating whatever the latest accusation that was leveled by the media. And I'm talking about you, CNN. Maybe they're shrieking about the seemingly inordinate amount of offices that the left lost in Congress, crying their angry tears of loss and disgust, because the left still hasn't quite figured out that their constant scolding and political correctness, among other things, is exactly what motivated people to elect Trump. They've mostly doubled down on their intolerant rhetoric, demonstrating that at every opportunity. Lately, the travel restrictions have gotten considerable attention. California, in fact, is defiant to the point of trying to pass laws that fly in the face of federal mandate. California State Senator Kevin De Leon introduced a bill, SB 54, to create not just a sanctuary city, something Hillary claimed she had never heard of, but California, with possibly more illegal immigration problems than any other state in the union, is doubling down and wants to create a sanctuary state. Mr. De Leon rationalized this insanity by stating at a legislative meeting that half his family could potentially be deported. He said in the Senate meeting, "I can tell you half my family would be eligible for deportation under the executive order, because if they've got a false Social Security card, if they've got false identification, if they got a false driver's license prior to us passing AB 60, if they got a false green card, anyone who's had family members, you know, who are undocumented knows that almost entirely everybody has secured some sort of false identification. That's what they needed to survive." For those of you who are unfamiliar with him, Mr. De Leon, he is the anti-gun politician in California that laughably tried to describe what a ghost gun is in 2014. His latest fiasco, a pass would protect any illegal immigrant in California, no matter the offense. They would not be deported after they did their time for their crime. As a reminder, in 2015, an illegal idiot shot and killed Kate Steinle. She died in her father's arms. The puke who killed her had actually been deported 5 times and was able to get back in the country for a 6th time to commit this atrocity. He was a 7-time convicted felon, and he got through. The firearm used in the crime, by the way, belonged to a Bureau of Land Management ranger who reported it stolen from his car in San Francisco that June. Just prior to the shooting, the illegal had been released from San Francisco jail, despite a request from federal immigration authorities to hang on to him for possible deportation. Nope, not happening. The real danger in this is not only the cases where felons are routinely let back into the streets of California where they don't belong in the first place, but upon ignoring a federal request for detention, they're potentially allowing a criminal intent on killing Americans back on the street. California assumes that these individuals will stay in the state. But there's nothing stopping them from crossing the border into other states, endangering others further away from the madness of California. Further, if Kevin De Leon thinks it's perfectly okay to ignore federal law, and it's also okay for people to commit potential identity theft, tax return theft with a stolen ID, and a myriad of other crimes, why is this guy in office at all? Since when do we decide law should be enforced simply because your perception is everybody's doing it? In addition, this lunatic just told everyone in the state Senate that half his family's breaking the law by not only being in the country illegally, but they've also committed various forms of fraud and potential identity theft. Why isn't he and his family being investigated? This is a level of arrogance that is staggering. So with this, Mr. De Leon is perfectly okay with ignoring federal law when it comes to immigration. But when it comes to gun law, he wants even more than what the federal government allows for. So in California, according to Mr. De Leon's interpretation, you can pick and choose what laws you want to abide by. That's good. Because I was in Germany and I don't like speed limits. I also don't like a number of stupid California gun laws. For those of you that live in California, oppose SB 54. For those of you outside of California, we have to keep watch. These nuts are trying to infiltrate governments at every level, and you, the people, spoke loud and clear the last election cycle. So it's now the time to start targeting lunatics like this guy and weeding them out. Legislation is supposed to be for the people of the United States, not the people who just happen to sneak into the United States. California has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. How this idiot got the gun he used was clearly illegal. So here we have someone who shouldn't have been in the country in the first place with a gun that he's not legally able to possess, killing someone in the Golden State. So the reaction by the state is to resist or outright block deportation efforts and create even stricter gun laws that will have no effect on anyone but law-abiding citizens. Now, if you ask most of the people in the Shannon Watts crowd why they want to ban guns, they'll often tell you they want to save lives. So they run on and on about the instrument, then ignore the fact that California is essentially harboring lawlessness. They want to save lives. Wouldn't our interests align if I want illegals deported and terrorists kept out of the country? Shouldn't we be aligning with that right there? I mean, I understand that there are people that think illegals are great. This country has, we have so much room for everyone, all that other nonsense. Shouldn't we pick and choose who we have? I mean, should a 7-time felon, 5 times deported, be able to come in and then get a stolen gun and shoot and kill somebody? Does that sound sort of like the epitome of stupid fail? Ah, that's funny. It's funny to think that this is, and the government of California is overwhelming. They're super Democratic. They have a super majority. So, wonder what that means. I wonder what that means to the people of California. This is one of those things where it's like dealing with children. They don't know what they're doing. They obviously, either that or they don't care. Or there's, you know, most of the people that fund this kind of thing, they don't ever see it. Although I was telling a story today, and I want to share it with you. I've told it here before. You know, the gated community people are the ones that fund these kind of things. And recently in Lake Como, Italy, which is a beautiful area. If you've ever seen one of the, if you've ever seen Ocean's 12, you've seen Lake Como. George Clooney loves Lake Como, and he has a place on Lake Como. So recently one of the borders got sealed off, and I think about 30 or 40,000 Somalians have taken up and made tent cities in the confines of beautiful scenic Lake Como, Italy. So, having said that, they get to see what it's like. The gated community does not stop them. And that's what it's going to take for it to impose, for them to see what it's like, what we deal with. That's the way to put it, I guess, the best way to put it. Coming up on the next hour, tonight it's just me and you, so we'll continue on with the rant. Oh, yeah. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.